WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Transmission Arts on Air.
Thank you. for you to contact us. We have been waiting for you to contact us.
Thank you.
simply a test of your endurance. Move silently through your checklist.
Would you like to stay here tonight?
Yes, this message is for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once the portal is open, it's very difficult to close. Very difficult to close. You must enter the process of recalibrating your expectations. You've got to reroute the signal. Set the destination time. Adjust the interpolation control. Ascertain the current value. Did you ever imagine that your avatar would become your enemy? All of this is very computationally expensive.
On March 16th, Valga materialized and departed from this phase of his earthly mission. His next stop was the outskirts of Alexandria, Virginia, where his ship and his crew awaited his arrival, hidden by a wooded area. It was no problem for him to reassemble the atoms of his body inside his ship. As his craft rose slowly, a number of people stopped and pointed excitedly in his direction. Others stood motionless, transfixed by the sight which they beheld. He felt such a tremendous feeling of love for all of them. There was no panic in them, just curiosity and a strong desire to know more. Then, as the USAF jets were scrambled, and with the force field now in full use, the planes darted past the ship, unable to see them now. Even ground radar lost them on their equipment. Confusion once again reigned. On the way back to Victor 1, he meditated on his home planet, the low, heavy, colorful clouds, the even temperatures, the perfectly diffused sunlight that made shadows almost non-existent, the lushness of the rich green grass surrounding his home. He was informed of several Earth people with whom he would maintain contact for a long time into the future. Strangely enough, those who knew of his presence, yet who claimed disbelief, were those who feared the most. Others figured they should have been the ones contacted and not those who were. Upon returning to his home planet, He advised a council of central control of the results of his Earth visit, including the failure of the leaders of the United States to take him up on his offer of advice and assistance to the human family. He was given the following instructions: to mingle with and become as Earth people, to work and labor in Earth enterprises, to help those who encounter possible threat or danger while striving for a world peace, to give them advice and guidance, to entrust with superior knowledge those who have proven themselves, divulge the essence of their mission to the collective national leaders of Earth, only when the time is right. As of this writing, he continues with this mission, at the same time assisting in preventing our civilization from being the cause of orbital chaos by the destruction of our planet.
Conclusions. The mystery rings are not related to weather conditions, rain or unusual cloud formations. The Indiana radar station was operating on a 10-minute cycle time, clear air mode. The weather was fair and clear, with no threatening weather conditions in the area. No precipitation or unusual cloud formations were detected. Therefore, they cannot be the source of the mystery rings. The Doppler radar was in the clear air mode because there was no noticeable precipitation in the air. The rings are not associated with a marine inversion. There were no low clouds, fog, drizzle or topography to refract the radar beam and cause the ring anomalies. The ring images are not an internal glitch or processing anomaly. The radar station was fully functional and operating without any processing problems. When the mystery rings first appeared and began swelling larger on the radar screens as the meteorologists were carefully studying them, they hadn't seen rings like this on such a massive scale. The radar systems showed no malfunctions to cause such anomalies. The ring images are not a dispersion of electromagnetic rays or a reflector in a donut-shaped area. This was a meteorological target that was clearly detected on the Indianapolis, Indiana radar station screen and was also detected and verified by an adjacent radar station at Louisville, Fort Knox, Kentucky. The rings are not due to the maintenance of the radar station's technical equipment or a bad radio scan from the radar itself. There was no routine maintenance being conducted on the radar system by electronic technicians at that time, nor were there any processing problems. The meteorologists were studying the rings for over 90 minutes while they formed, and before they finally burst into dots that obliterated their radar screens. One cannot view all of this if the station is down for maintenance or receiving a bad radio scan. The rings are not caused by data gaps in the loop cycle, misapplication of radar clutter suppression algorithms or radar outages over portions of southern Indiana and northern Kentucky. Both radar stations were fully operational and could verify each other's images. The Indiana station was in the clear air mode, while the Kentucky station was in precipitation mode and neither station suffered a power outage as the rings were forming. The ring images are not caused by a low-level phenomenon at sunrise associated with low clouds and fog. There were no low clouds or fog detected or reported that morning.
Mutations are underway as we speak. outlets are closed. All the exits are closed. The high-level chatter has revealed a security breach. A system failure. The principals have dispersed. Administration failed. tonight or today. Tonight or today. You have been listening to the Distract and Disable program. Watching.